Basically, you have to stay neutral when you use a mirror. A lot of times people think mirrors are this innocuous thing you can use and there's not really a big deal in using it. But depending on what you mirror and how you mirror, because you're female, essentially, it can come across as assertive. It can cause a defensive reaction. It can cause somebody that you're talking to feel second guessed. And you know, I'm not saying it, but I'm specifically saying when you're dealing with a man on the other side of the table and you mirroring should not be taken as being second guessed. But if you're using the wrong tone of voice, it can come across as you're questioning their thought or why they're thinking this or where they're thinking that with a more judgmental type of notion when that's really not what it's about. So you have to take big, efforts to keep your voice as neutral as possible. Now, when you're trying to ask a question with a mirror, because it's a really good way to do it, just like putting that upward inflection on a label is a question without a question word, a mirror is the same thing. So, with your tone and inflection, stay curious, use that upward inflection, and it will help drive that reaction that you want from them. Okay. You don't want them to get defensive. You don't want them to feel second guessed. You want them to feel neutral about what you say, and as if you're kind of just guiding the conversation. Sometimes women get a bad rap for being assertive because they'll use a mirror in an assertive fashion, or they're naturally assertive person like I am. I'm a big assertive, so sometimes when I say things, it comes across as bitchy. I'm not gonna lie. I have been told before that I can be bitchy. And for me, it's just a matter of having to stay in my seat and think about what I'm doing and think about my tone of voice to make sure that when I respond to the other side of the table, that my tone of voice does not come across wrong. Okay.
Sandy, we have a couple of questions come up. Do we want to go back to the label questions? Is
Sure,
this
they have label questions, sure.
okay? So one question is from Ivan. I'm not sure. I hope that's right. So she's asking, can you use it when negotiating promotion? So she said, for example, seems like you do not feel like I'm ready for the promotion, or seems like you would prefer this person get a promotion and not me. So she's wondering what the best way to use that would be without being pushy.
I think both of those labels are appropriate. Labels can be used in any situation, just about, okay? As long as you're using a good label and you're not labeling something that's going to come across as, rude or purposely to make someone defensive, I think you're going to be fine. Every personality type, every negotiator personality type responds well to labels, okay? All three of the types. Accommodator, assertive, analyst, all of them like labels. So, no matter who you're dealing with on the other side of the table, a label will be fine. Just monitor your tone of voice. Make sure you put it out there very, matter-of-factly, especially with the, what was the first label again? Seems like.
Seems like, let's see, seems like you do not feel like I'm ready for the promotion.
Right. So, soften that up just a hair and say, seems like there may be a feeling that I'm not ready for this promotion. That way, you're not singling out that one person that you're talking to. And instead of saying, it seems like you don't feel like I'm ready for this, it seems like there may be a feeling that I'm not ready for this. That way, you're not pointing specifically at that person. Because,
Yeah, and I would just if I can add something real quick,
yeah, go
Sandy.
ahead.
For example, if you're wondering like why am I not being promoted, right? You can use a label to try to understand that as well, right? Like seems like there's something impeding this promotion. Seems like there's something, right? Like there's some kind of obstacle. So you can address that. And then you'll get to the bottom of maybe why you're not getting the promotion in the first place. Just one more question. Sorry, that flushed. Okay. There's one, what if you're clearly being disrespected? So like if someone's like staring at your chest, for example, instead of talking to you in your actual eyes, face. She said, for an example, seems like you're being a pig. Is that a bit harsh?
Yeah, that's a bit harsh. You want to point it out, but you don't want to point it out by actually calling them a name. So what might be better is it seems like something in our conversation is distracting you. And in other words, I know that you're distracted by this and you shouldn't be distracted by this. So I'm going to point out that I know you're distracted, and maybe that'll bring your eyes up where they're supposed to be. So remember, you're not just actually labeling how you feel about them. You're labeling the dynamics of the situation. So if you have someone that's constantly looking at your chest, you can say, it seems like you may be a little distracted. Because then when you're looking right at them and they look at you and they know they've just looked up, they're gonna be like, oh, caught red-handed. So and you might even follow that up with another label saying, it looks like we need to kind of regroup and get back on track and do it that way. But be careful being quite so blunt and honest. Look for more of the situation that's happening there and kind of label that. They know what they're doing. Okay. That pig knows what he's doing. He knows he's looking at your chest. He's not stupid. He knows he's looking at your chest. So when you say, seems like you may be a little distracted, and you're looking right at him with a question mark, like, are you distracted? And he's going to look up and realize that he just got snagged. Okay, so you want to point it out, but you don't want to, and this is the problem that some women face. When you speak up for yourself, you're automatically categorized as an assertive bitch, and you shouldn't be. So using the labels in a more subtle way will break away from that. And keep in mind, using labels is cumulative. In other words, it's not a one and done skill. Sometimes you have to do it three or four times to get an idea across. But if you stay in the proper mindset, if you stay curious about why are they acting the way they're acting, and it may be because they're a pig, but you don't necessarily want to point the finger at that right away. They're that way because that's the way they feel like they can act somehow or another through their life. Somewhere, someone has given them the permission and told them that it's okay to do that. You don't have to put up with that. You can call them on that. You can say, seems like you're finding something else more fascinating. And I mean, look down like you know where they're looking, and you don't have to point out and say, stop looking at my breasts, and be obvious about it. But you can basically put out there, it seems like you're too busy focusing somewhere else. Looks like we need to refocus on what we're doing, and just be a little more subtle about it. Do it with a smile on your face. Stay in that accommodator voice, because and it's not threatening to them, and you're not going, seems like you're too busy looking at my breast, because then they're going to get defensive. And when they get defensive, you're automatically a bitch in their eyes, even when you've done absolutely nothing wrong. So the way
Yeah, I
you
mean,
go
oh,
ahead.
sorry, Sandy.
No, go ahead.
No, yeah, I mean, to that point where it's like, okay, I, hate the idea that like we always have to be smiling or whatever, right? Ultimately, it's just when you're attacking someone, so if like you're essentially calling that person a name, it's just always going to be counterproductive. Does that person deserve it? Sure. That's not what we're talking about, right? Of course they do. But the problem is, it's like if I want to have a working relationship with this person, if it's going to be more beneficial for me in the long run, which most of the time it is, then I need to understand how to actually make this productive. And so calling out behavior rather than name calling is going to be the more productive route.
Absolutely.
And then Dion had a question, which is, how is it bad to come across as bitchy?
Bitchy. I'm not going to say that it's never okay to be bitchy, because I'm bitchy a lot. I'm just going to be honest with you. It just has to be done in an appropriate place in an appropriate way. And when you're in a business negotiation situation or dealing with something at work, you can regulate yourself. You can control yourself and how you act and what you say. You cannot control the other side and what they do. However, you can have an influence on them by the way you use your tone of voice, by the way you hold yourself, and by the way you project yourself. So if you are dealing with someone on the other side of the table who is assertive, if you go at them assertive, which pretty much is bitchy, clash, and you're not going to be able to work it out. Okay. The best way is to go to tactical empathy first, figure out why they're acting like they are. And most of the time it's just because they're being a jerk. So you have that and you understand that. So when you understand that, it's going to help you center yourself a little bit more, not react to that piggish behavior, and instead label that behavior and try to divert it a little bit. Okay.